All right. Well, if larger markets increase the incentive to produce new ideas, how do we maximize that incentive? It's by having one world market, by globalizing the world. And the way I like to put this is one idea. Ideas are meant to be shared. So one idea can serve one world, one market. One idea, one world, one market. Well, how else can we create new ideas? That's one reason. Globalize, trade. How else can we create new ideas? Well, more idea creators. Now, idea creators, they come from all walks of life, artists and innovators, many of the people you've seen on this stage. I'm going to focus on scientists and engineers because I have some data on that, and I'm a data person. Now, today, less than 1/10 of 1% of the world's population are scientists and engineers. And the United States has been an idea leader. A large fraction of those people are in the United States. But the U.S. is losing its idea leadership. And for that, I'm very grateful. That is a good thing. It is a fortunate that we are becoming less of an idea leader, because for too long, the United States and a handful of other developed countries have shouldered the entire burden of research and development.